Hello. You are listening to The Perfect Whore, an erotic hypnosis session by Goddess Lycia, which will make you feel like my version of the perfect bimbified female slut. This session will also make you take steps towards truly becoming a horny bimbo in your actual day-to-day life. So as long as this is what you desire, please just make sure that you're laying down in a comfortable position, preferably on a bed. I also suggest that you wear a good set of noise-canceling headphones if you can. And be sure that you have at least a half hour of uninterrupted time to yourself before you listen. Good. By now, you have read the description for this session, you've purchased it, and you have agreed that bimbification is what you desire. Because of these factors, I will assume it's okay for me to refer to you as a female. So when you hear me saying things like, good girl, or in any way referring to you as a female, just know that I am indeed talking to you. In fact, whenever I say anything that somehow suggests that you are a girl, you will fall more deeply into a state of complete femininity. This is simply the way things are and the way things must be. Just listen to my voice now, sweetness. Maybe you have experienced my voice before, and maybe you are even quite used to falling into a trance for me. There's also the chance that this is your first time being brought into a state of blissful suggestibility by my velvet voice. Regardless of your level of experience with my trancing, you will find that the longer you listen to my voice, the more you will feel its vibration within the cells and molecules of your body. Generally, the vibration begins at the sides of your face, near your ears, and gradually spreads throughout all the little muscles in your face. Your face kind of feels like it's completely thawing out, which is very, very nice. The vibration of my voice continues to spread throughout your entire body, causing you to relax and obey more fully with every syllable I say. And with every syllable I say, I am speaking more directly and exclusively to your subconscious mind. Where your conscious mind goes, we aren't completely sure, but just know that it's safe. You will be in full contact with it again later after the trance is over. For now, I'm just letting your conscious mind leave your body completely as your subconscious mind expands and amplifies, allowing my information to be easily absorbed and cemented. Good girl. Feel the vibration move down your neck and into your shoulders. More relaxed and more obedient all the time. Deeper and deeper with every word I say, allowing my velvet voice to lead you into a blissful surrender. The vibration forces every inch of your body to thaw out as it moves down your back and down your arms, both at the same time, causing your body to be more comfortable than it has ever felt before in your entire life. After all, the vibration of my voice is very powerful and very effective. Even a doctor would agree. So allow the vibration to take over your entire body until all of your cells and molecules are dancing with the ones next to them. As you continue listening to my voice, the vibration intensifies, and as it intensifies, it feels more and more pleasurable. Feel the vibration along the sides of your spine. Feel it in your chest and your belly. Your entire torso is blissfully buzzing. Very good, girl. Feel it in your buttocks and in your pelvic region, and then down both your legs. All the way from the top of your head to the tips of your toes is gently vibrating now. And the more you try to resist or deny my words, the more true they become. So I encourage you to try to resist and try to deny, because such futile efforts will simply bring you more deeply into a trance and further under my spell. Now I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 0. Each number will make you more deeply entranced and more feminine. My numbers are extremely effective and powerful, and with each one I say, you will feel your body transforming into a much more feminine body. You will feel your breasts growing a great deal. Depending on your body type, your hips will either grow or stay the same, but I want you to have nice curvy hips to help balance what will be your huge boobs. You might feel your waist shrinking. Your entire body will become hairless, aside from the hair on your head and your eyebrows and your eyelashes. Your skin will become soft and smooth, very, very feminine and girly, and all of your facial features will become more feminine and sultry. As you become more feminine with each number, you will also become more blank, empty, and suggestible. Your IQ level will lower so that you become more airheaded, and you will feel more blissful and euphoric all the time, as if you're gently floating in a sweet, hazy dream. By the time I reach 0, you will have the body, face, hair, and overall sensation of being a girl. You will be more deeply entranced than ever before, and eager to obey my every command. You will also be very horny and submissive. 10. The vibration of my voice is all that exists. 9. The more you try to think, the more blank and empty you become. 8. Hey, psst, your boobies are growing. 7. The bigger your boobs grow, the lower your IQ becomes. 6. Your body is changing and your mind is melting. 5. Deeper and deeper with every syllable I say. 4. I am speaking exclusively to your subconscious mind. 3. Your body is smooth and curvy and your hair is long and silky. 2. You are extremely submissive and obedient. 1. The more submissive and obedient you are, the hornier you become. And 0. Deep sleep. Good girl. Whenever I say deep sleep, you always fall quickly, soundly, and deeply into a trance. If you are already entranced, then upon hearing me say deep sleep, you simply fall 10 times deeper. Good girl, very good.
I control you.
My words are now your only reality. If it ever seems like your mind is drifting away from the reality of my words, that's okay. Just allow those moments to automatically trigger you into an even deeper state of trance and heightened sexual arousal. After all, that's what any good bimbo slut would do. So just continue absorbing my information and obeying my every command. Even though you are becoming increasingly horny as you listen to my voice, you are unable to touch yourself without my consent when we're together. I control everything about you. Right now, it's almost as if you are a puppet. Your organs continue to function properly on their own, but I control any and all of your hand and leg movements. I also control the emotions you feel, the sensations you feel, how hard and drippy your clit becomes, and any thoughts you might think. Right now, your legs are spreading further apart from one another. They're also becoming more bent at the knee. You just kind of feel a force pushing them away from one another, as if you have no control. The feeling could be compared to a set of very strong hands prying your legs further apart, as if an invisible person is preparing to fuck you like you're a little bitch. The more you try to fight it, and the more you try to pull your legs back together, the further apart they spread. So go ahead and try to pull your legs together. They're spreading. The hands are just too strong, and you find that regardless of whether or not you want it to happen, your legs are bent at the knee and spread as far apart as they can physically go. Wait, they can be spread a bit more, so feel them being spread the extra few inches apart. That's right. Good girl. Now that your clitty is completely exposed to the erotic environment, you might notice it seems to be very stiff. You can feel a little pulsation inside of it, rhythmically throbbing. Your slutty clit desperately wants to be touched. This makes perfect sense, being that I have been gradually making you dumber and dumber with the vibration of my voice, and the dumber you become, the less you're able to think. And the less you're able to think, the hornier you become, because there is nothing at all that could possibly prevent you from experiencing your bare animal instincts of needing your holes penetrated. And all of this information is way too complicated for you to even begin to understand on a conscious level. And besides, your conscious mind is in Zimbabwe or something. But rest assured that your subconscious mind is irrevocably absorbing every bit of this information, including the fact that you must wear at least one item of female clothing every single day of your life, and you will do whatever it takes to make this a reality. Very good girl. Deeper and deeper all the time. Enjoying how blank and empty you feel. And whenever I say blank, anything that might have imaginarily been preventing you from being fully and completely under my control is erased, as if from a dry erase board, and as if it never even could have possibly existed, whatever it was, or whatever it wasn't for that matter. Now, I am taking your hand and placing two fingers at the base of your clitty. Your body knows which hand I'm referring to. It's the obvious choice. I'm gliding these two fingers from the base of your clitty to the head and back down again, very lightly. Basically, your hand, arm, and fingers are an automated clitty teasing machine that I programmed to continuously feather your drippy slut part. The more the machine teases your clit, the larger your boobies become, and the more your legs are forced to remain as spread apart as possible. This is what the clit teasing machine does, aside from making you more horny, submissive, and obedient at the same time. I am turning you into my perfect whore. Whenever I say the phrase bimbo slut, whatever I say directly after it is part of what makes my version of the perfect whore, and it is what you are becoming. For example, if I say bimbo slut loves to suck cock, then that is a quality that is immediately implemented into the framework of who you are for the duration of this trance. You are gradually becoming everything that bimbo slut is, because that's what I desire for you. You like what bimbo slut likes. You crave what bimbo slut craves. And you embrace every aspect that makes bimbo slut what she is. So just continue to relax and float in a comfortable, blank, and empty trance state as the clit teasing machine continues hypnotizing your genital region, and as my voice effortlessly and naturally weaves you deeper under my complete control. I am going to teach bimbo slut all about the dumb, horny little bitch she is, but first I need to guarantee that you are as deeply entranced as possible. So I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, and this time each number has the sole purpose of lowering your IQ and making you more ditzy and airheaded. Of course, the sound of my voice alone continuously makes you dumber, more feminine, hornier, and more submissive and obedient all the time. It's just that my numbers have an extra special, intense, and powerful effect. So by the time I reach zero, you will be dumber than the dumbest bimbo you've ever met or even that you've ever seen in the media. Five. Feel yourself growing dumber than you ever imagined a person could be. Four. The bigger your boobs grow, the dumber you become. Three. The longer the clit-teasing machine diddles you, the bigger your boobs grow. Two. Everything in the universe is leading to you becoming more blank and empty, empty and blank. One. You are incapable of formulating any coherent thoughts or sentences. Zero. Deep sleep, good girl. Just relax and let the clit-teasing machine continue its regime as I program you into being the perfect whore. Bimbo slut loves her holes penetrated. Bimbo slut loves being put into bondage. Bimbo slut is always horny and always submissive. Bimbo slut adores Goddess Lycia. Bimbo slut loves Goddess Lycia. Bimbo slut is enslaved to Goddess Lycia. Bimbo slut has gigantic boobies that are almost constantly bouncing or jiggling. Even when Bimbo slut isn't moving around at all, her boobies are still bouncing in slow motion. Bimbo slut has large areola and sensitive nipples. And Bimbo slut loves playing with her nipples and having them played with. Bimbo slut needs the permission of a dominant woman in order to orgasm. It is impossible for her to make squirties without first getting prior consent. However, Bimbo slut finds it difficult to refrain from diddling at every possible moment. She's practically a compulsive masturbator. Bimbo slut needs at least one dildo to play with in her actual day-to-day life. Bimbo slut finds herself drawn to sissy porn, femdom porn, and gay porn in her day-to-day life. When watching porn, Bimbo slut imagines herself as being whomever is the sluttiest, most submissive girl in the porn. You are a Bimbo slut. 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 You love to wear really tight, really revealing clothing. The more cleavage and ass showing, the better. When you look people in the eyes, you automatically know that they know that you are a Bimbo slut, and being exposed in this way makes you feel so horny. Whenever you have time alone in your day-to-day life, you will dress up like a slutty girl and masturbate. But because you're such a dumb bimbo whore, you refer to masturbation as diddling, at least your own masturbation. Other people get to call it something less humiliating. And that's the only thing you are allowed to call it for the rest of your life. You also must refer to your clitty as a clitty, and to your orgasms as making squirties. What a dumb cunt like you does is she diddles her clitty till she makes squirties. It's simply the way things are. Of course, you always need the permission of a dominant in order to make squirties at all. You may obtain permission ahead of time as long as you're specific about the day, or you may obtain permission directly prior to the squirties being emitted. Either way, if you ever get too close to having an orgasm and you haven't asked a dominant for permission, you will automatically be physically and psychologically incapable of achieving an orgasm, and all stimulation will stop. Bimbo slut completely agrees, submits, and obeys. Bimbo Slut is desperate to please Goddess Lycia. You want to be my favorite bimbo ever. You will do whatever you can to serve and please me to the best of your ability at all times. And whenever you do create squirties, the experience will serve as a very powerful trigger, which will make you more deeply and irrevocably enslaved to Goddess Lycia. Deep sleep. Blank and empty. Empty and blank. Good girl. Bimbo Slut loves being dominated and controlled. Bimbo Slut also loves to be degraded and humiliated. Bimbo Slut loves to dance around in extremely frilly pink dresses for the amusement of her spectators. Bimbo Slut loves to wear tight and revealing clothing, but she also loves anything really frilly and really pink. If it looks and feels ridiculously and almost comically girly, it makes Bimbo Slut really horny to wear, just as wearing anything super tight and revealing does. Bimbo Slut loves to be as consistently horny as possible. All of the information I've given you so far has been deeply and irrevocably ingrained into the innermost recesses of your subconscious mind, where it will stick. Every time you listen to this, you will fall deeper, deeper than the time before, more easily than the time before. And each time you listen to this, every single one of my suggestions will have a more profound and powerful effect than the time before. You will feel more girly, airheaded, slutty, horny, submissive, and obedient each and every time you listen. Additionally, any of the post-hypnotic suggestions I've given you concerning your day-to-day life will become more a part of who you are and how you behave. Your favorite color is pink. Whenever you see any object that is pink in your day-to-day life, you will automatically feel especially gleeful. A big smile will form on your face, and your overall mood and demeanor will become extra cheerful. This mood will last for at least 10 minutes, but could last for the rest of the day. In your day-to-day life, you will want to accumulate as many pink objects as possible to surround yourself with, so that you can feel as happy as possible at all times. And the happy mood is intensified even further when you actually wear a pink article of clothing, a pink jewelry item, or a pink accessory. The only difference is that you also become aroused when you're wearing a pink item. And each time you look at the item you're wearing, you are reminded of what a horny bimbo you truly are. Additionally, whenever you see anything phallus-shaped, you automatically think of cock and how much you want to suck it. You notice more phallic-shaped objects, buildings, and vegetables than ever before, and it is impossible for you to not think of sucking cock whenever you see any of them. In fact, whenever you see anything even remotely cock-shaped, you do not only think of sucking cock, but you also begin to salivate. Lots of saliva builds in your mouth because you are so eager to actually taste cock in your mouth. And the more you try to deny or fight or ignore or even just not think about these suggestions, the more profound and effective they will be. Blank. Your legs are spread as far as they can go, and your humongous boobies are bouncing. Seriously, sweetie, feel them bouncing right now. Notice how sensitive your nipples are and how totally horny you feel. In a moment, I'm going to start diddling your clitty more fully, using more than just two fingers. I just first want to remind your subconscious that it is impossible to create squirty squirts without the permission of a dominant. So if you get close, then all stimulation will automatically stop until your subconscious mind understands that you can handle it again. Do you understand? Good girl. I am really stroking your clitty now. and it feels so good. I have to use your hand, of course, but it's really me doing it, because I control your body and mind, and you are my silly, horny bimbo puppet. And as my slutty bimbo whore, you like whatever I tell you to like. You crave whatever I tell you to crave. You love having all your holes penetrated, including your asshole, which is now known as your cunt hole. If you have a dildo or other phallus to put inside, then you're already ahead of the game. Otherwise, you must purchase one to use on yourself. Because from now on, at least 3 times per week, you are highly compelled to fuck your cunt hole for at least 5 full minutes. You love exploring how good it feels to have your slut holes filled and probed. And you might find yourself sucking on a dildo while grinding the other against the inner walls of your cunt hole. Even better would be actual man cocks rather than dildos. And my ultimate goal for you is to have you be used by at least 2 men at once, but preferably from about 5 to 10 men at once. You'll be dressed as a complete bimbo slut in tight revealing clothing, or as a pink frilly sissy, either will do. And the men will have large cocks that they repeatedly slap you in the face with. These men will laugh at you, mock you, get your lipstick all over their cocks and smear it around on your face. And they will fuck your mouth so deeply that your eyes will tear and your mascara will run down your rosy cheeks. These men will fuck your cunt hole, and they will eventually come all over you, including inside you, inside your cunt hole, and inside your mouth. You will have a face covered in ruined makeup and random jizz. And you are not allowed to clean up for hours. No, no. After being degraded, fucked, slapped around, humiliated, and roughed up, after your clothing is torn to pieces and your makeup is completely smeared all over your slut face, and after all the men have jizzed, either inside or upon you, you will have to get on your knees on the floor in the middle of the room and beg everyone to permit you to diddle your clitty until you make squirties. That's right, sweetie. And you have to use those words. Diddle, clitty, and squirties. The men will not only be laughing at you and mocking you while you beg, but you will also be getting photographed and filmed. Maybe there are some women there too. A female dominant in charge of it all, such as Goddess Lycia. Or maybe women you've had crushes on in the past. Either way, the spectacle of the disheveled bimbo whore, dripping with man cum and practically in tears, while she begs everyone to allow her to diddle her clitty until she makes squirties, is almost too entertaining to bear. Which is why everyone will upload the event to the World Wide Web, allowing for others to take part in the laughter and amusement. That is your ultimate goal, and I believe you will eventually get there. The more you listen to this session, the more you will want that scenario to take place in your real life. The more you listen to this, the more all of my suggestions will take effect. Each time you listen to this, you will fall more deeply into a trance than the time before, more easily than the time before. And every time you listen to this, you will feel more horny and more girly, as well as more submissive and airheaded. This is simply the way conditioning works. You need to be the perfect whore for Goddess Lycia. Now, because you have been such a good and obedient cunty cunt, I'm going to allow you to make squirties during this session. However, your subconscious mind must first agree that every single time you make squirties, it serves as a very powerful and irrevocable trigger that makes you more deeply and permanently enslaved to Goddess Lycia. As long as you agree, we will continue. You must agree. You agree, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. I will count from 1 to 5, and each number I say will force your slutty bimboness to increase more and more. Your boobies will grow larger and larger, your nipples will become more sensitive, and your cunt hole will feel like it's being manipulated by cock. Meanwhile, I will be diddling your clitty exactly how it needs to be diddled. When I reach that final number, you will make very powerful bimbo horse squirties, and as you do, you must chant, "I am a bimbo slut," over and over again. Those are the conditions you must meet in order to achieve squirties. I'll start counting now. 1. Your boobies are huge and they're getting even bigger. 2. Aw, your clitty is so wet and drippy. It wants to squirty so badly. 3. You are a total whore and everyone knows it. 4. You desperately crave cock in both your holes. And 5. Come now. Make very powerful bimbo squirties while chanting, "I am a bimbo slut. I am a bimbo slut," over and over again. You are a whore. You are a slut. You are a bimbo. You are a pair of holes and a set of bouncing boobies. That's all. You know it's true. You love being a bimbo. You love being treated like a slutty whore. And you will learn to love it more and more all the time. Good girl. Did you make squirties in front of everyone? Well done. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 3 to bring you out of your trance. Once you're awake, you will feel very good, very positive, very balanced, and very functional. You will enjoy the rest of your day or night, and you will remember only what you choose to remember from the session. Everything else will be inaccessible to your conscious mind. So I'm going to start counting you out now. 1. More awake and alert. Conscious mind returning to your body now. 2. Feeling more like your usual self, only much happier than usual, but coming back into the room and into the situation. And 3. Awake. Welcome back. So it might take another few minutes for you to fully return from the trance state. If it feels like that might be the case, then take your time, wiggle your toes, roll your eyes around, and stretch for a bit. I definitely had fun creating this, and I hope that you enjoy it over and over again. And I hope to hear from you soon. Mwah. Bye-bye.